are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at Lighthouse Chapel International Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you enjoy this anointed word.
With your people singing praises, I'd love to stand and rejoice.
Amen. So today on Father's Day, I want to share something that I believe that will bless you and will bring you deliverance. You know, fathers are the source of life. You know, God created Adam first. And through that, Eve was created. All along, the Lord had in mind replenishing the earth, multiplying, bringing forth children. So you could see that the original plan was for fathers to have help from mothers in accomplishing procreation. Hallelujah. So life originally is really from a father. But life is incubated first in a mother. So I know that no matter what fathers say, mothers usually are closer because, you know, the very first years or months of a child's life is spent with a mother. They don't even know their father. And I'm sure that's the reason why a lot of fathers ran away, because it's like, I don't know this child. So we hear a lot of baby mothers, but few baby fathers, because mothers never abandon. So mothers, we salute you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. But today is Father's Day. So I want to talk to you about responses, or a good response to fathers. A good response to fathers. Now, many fathers don't receive good responses from children. It's rare to see a child not receiving a good response from a mother, not receiving a good response from a child. Because it's obvious, very obvious. The person who feeds you, mothers are great. And the works that they do are much, much more obvious. I mean, right from the womb, they carry you, the baby. When you come out of the womb, many fathers are even afraid to carry the baby. I remember the first time I saw my son, they gave me the scissors to cut the cord. That's all I did. When they put the baby on my wife's belly, and finally they gave the baby to, I didn't know what to do. I was confused. But although it was both our first time, she managed to grab the baby so well. But I was confused. And then straight onto the breast, the baby went. And all our children have been like that. So you could see that obviously the child sees the mother's breast. First source of nourishment is from the mother. And beyond that also, many fathers would work, but mothers will be the ones that will cook the food. Mothers are the homemakers. They run the house. So it's obvious that they are interested in the children. Many times they are more interested than the fathers, but it's not always the case. See that? It's just that they are made that way. And we thank God that they are made that way. Because if we were made that way, we wouldn't have any breasts to give. All these mosquito bites that we have on our chest, they can have no milk for anybody. Tell somebody, no mosquito bite breastfeeding. Mosquito bites don't work. So, mothers, we salute you for all the great things. Even if you as a father work so hard and you don't have a wife or a mother, your home will not be the same. You know, there's certain softness that they give. Even the way they are made, when you touch the body, they are softer. You know, softer. But they are very powerful. Amen. Now, because of all these direct things, and you know, when it comes to punishing children or rebuking children, the fathers do it with strength. The mothers do it gingerly. Sometimes I even wonder whether, is this a spanking or is it a massage? You spank the child and then the mother is coming to do similar one, and then it's like the thing is slipping off. You know, so I don't know whether to call it a... Oh dear. I didn't wait, it's just tea. Anyway, so I don't know why they call it what they call it. Amen. Now, because of all these obvious interactions, deep interactions with mothers at an early stage, it makes it difficult for the children to relate to the father in the way they should. And most fathers, if you are doing their right job, the right thing, most fathers will not be home much because you should be out in the field. Except if you are a lion. Your lions is the ladies who work. And the guys just sit at home. You see that? But because of that, there's not much interaction with fathers. And therefore, men generally don't receive as good a response from children as there should be. So today, I just want to get you off your blind side, blind spot, to see what is not easily obvious to come into full view. Because blind side accidents are more fatal. Yeah. Because they have no correction. They have no... You don't even see anything to make a correction. But if it's obvious, the reason why when you hit the back of a car, you are always at fault is that it's not on your blind side. So you can't... You should. They expect you to have compensated because your view was right on. So it's always your fault. You see? Now, it's the same thing. Because parents, fathers' input is not obvious. It's like, therefore, you see, head-on collisions don't lead to as much damage because often you compensate a little bit before it happens. You see, but blind side, if it's on your blind, it's coming this way and then you go in. Yesterday, we were driving, my wife was changing lanes. She didn't see, a car was coming. I said, look, there's a car on your blind side. Immediately, she compensated and moved. That's the only way we were not hit. And if she was hit, she would have been the more affected. You see, so things on your blind side are very critical. If somebody points it out to you, you are blessed. You are blessed. It can save your life. Today, your life will be saved because I'm going to point something on your blind side to you. I'm going to explain to you about your response to fathers and why you ought to change. Now, let's look at... as an introduction, Luke chapter 2, verse 34. Luke chapter 2, verse number 34. The Bible says, then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, Jesus' mother, behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel and for a sign which will be spoken against. You get the point? Now, this was Jesus Christ. Such a blessing that was coming. But there was a warning to him by the prophet Simeon that Christ, great as he is and such a blessing as he's going to be, he's going to be the source of not just a rising of people, but fall. It's not every blessing that leads to a blessing. A blessing can cause a curse if you don't apply it properly. It's the truth. See? So, I just want you to know that a father is a blessing but can bring many to fall just by their presence. Yeah. Now, the presence of Jesus Christ in heaven, the judgment will be, did you accept him or did you not accept? So the blessing is there, should cause the rising of many but also the fall of many. Now, when you look at fathers, they can be the source of blessing for their children or the source of a curse for the children. Same father. Now the question is, how come the same thing can cause the exact opposite in people? Then you must know that it is not the common thing. The common thing here is the father. But you can see different children with different responses to fathers. And often it is because of the attitude of the child, not the father. It's because of that. So that's why I am talking to you about responses to fathers. So it is not so much about fathers, but our responses to them. So that instead of leading to a fall, the fathers will lead to a rise in our status. You will be upgraded because of a father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, I want us to open our Bibles to Malachi. Chapter 4, and the last two verses. Malachi chapter 4.
Are you there? See, because of the screen, many of you don't know how to open your Bible anymore. It's an unfortunate situation. So these days we're going to get a balance. Some, you know. All right. Malachi chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. He said, "Behold, I will send you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord." Verse 6. What else shall he do? "And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children, and the heart of the children to their fathers, lest I come and smite the earth with a curse." Hallelujah. Now, what the scripture is saying is that there is something that brings a curse on this earth. When you see a curse means something that brings frustration, that always keeps you down, that follows you everywhere you go, and no matter what you do, it just clings to you in a negative way and gives you the disadvantage and exploits everything you try to do well, doesn't do well. That's a curse. It's like a shadow, a cloud that follows you everywhere you go. The sun never shines on you. That's a curse. You see that? That's a curse. And when you are smitten, the earth is smitten with a curse. The earth is smitten with a cloud that causes things not to work. The Bible says one of the commonest things that causes curses on this earth, I call it a common curse, is when the children and fathers have issues. When the heart of a father is turned away from the children, or the heart of the child is turned away from the father. Sometimes it's not the father that doesn't like you, but you don't like the father. It's still a curse. That means that it doesn't matter that the father is the one who's at fault. Because usually when the fathers are at fault, your heart turns away from them. It's still a curse. It's still a curse. It still brings a curse. It's not me, it's the Bible. It says, "And he should have said, so that he would turn the heart of the fathers to the children to remove the curse. But he said the heart of the fathers to the children, and did not end there, but the heart of the children also should be turned to their fathers." That's what prevents the curse. Now, for you to understand what I am going to talk about, I'm going to read a couple of stories in the Bible. And then based on that, we will analyze why this brings a curse. The first story is the story of, which one do you want first? The first one. Okay. You want the first one first. Okay. The story of Jacob and Esau. How many know the Bible says that God said, "Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated." Okay. Now, these Jacob and Esau, we know Jacob is supposed to be a bad guy who's even his name means trickster, supplanter, thief. Okay, now get this. I'm going to read from Genesis chapter 27 from verse 1. I'm going to do a little bit of reading, okay? But before I do that, I'm going to start. Go to Genesis chapter 27 from verse 1 and back up just two verses. Genesis chapter 26, verse number 34 and 35 says, "When Esau was 40 years old, he took as wives Judith, the daughter of Beeri, the Hittite, and Basemath." This girl was a mathematician. Basemath, the daughter of Elon, the Hittite. "And they were a grief of mind or soul to Isaac and his wife, Rebekah." Now, let me give you a background to this. When Abraham, who was Isaac's father, wanted Isaac needed to marry, Abraham said, "Don't take a wife from these Canaanites and these Hittites and all these things. Go to my people, go to Laban's house and get Isaac a wife." And that is what they did. That is how Rebekah got to marry Isaac. And Isaac told his children the same thing. "Guys, do not marry unbelievers." Just like God has told us, don't marry unbelievers. "Marry among my people, my own countrymen, my family." God has chosen Christians. Marry Christians. Christians must marry Christians. Bible says, don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. And anybody who marries somebody who says he's a Christian but is not, you always suffer. And you know what I'm talking about. So this guy, you know, was very rebellious, very stubborn, Esau. One of the things you don't see about Esau is his stubbornness. But he was a very stubborn guy. He wasn't a disobedient boy. Yeah, they tell you, don't do it. And so he went and married. He didn't do it once, he did it twice. I mean, you know your parents don't want you to marry. You marry one and let's call it a mistake. A first fool is not a fool. But when you do it a second time, it's an intentional. So it's no longer an accident. So this was intentional rebellion. Yeah, to marry Hittites. And these people, as predicted by the... Look, if you do this, you have given us enough trouble, but now you add triple trouble. And Bible says, for all their lives, they were together a grief to Isaac and his wife, Rebekah. So Isaac was not happy with this boy, Esau. Was not happy with him. He said, but he was a firstborn. Now, let's roll the tape. Genesis 27, verse 1. Now it came to pass, when Isaac was old and his eyes were dim, that he could not see, that he called his son Esau, the older son, and said to him, my son. And he said to him, here I am. Then he said, behold, now I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now therefore, please take your weapons, your quiver and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me. And make me savory food, such as I love, and bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless you. Note that one, that my soul may bless you. Blessings don't come from the lips, they come from the soul. Comes from inside. Yeah, emotions bring blessings. It is inside. You provoke blessings by provoking something inside. That's the reason why I said, go and make me food. When you make me food and I'm happy, my soul will bless you. You see, when you are the firstborn, the father is supposed to naturally bless you. When Jacob was blessing his children, he didn't need food. When somebody says, I need something to provoke the blessing, it means that naturally I don't want to bless you. Yeah, your rebellion, I can't bless you. Yeah, I have to be happy. Something has to change inside. For I know you're firstborn, but I don't feel like I need something that I can look and my spirit will be lifted up. My soul, my emotions will be pepped up. Yeah, will be tickled. Yeah. And then when I'm looking at the food I'm eating and I see who brought the food, I can say, bless the person who cooked the food. Yeah. No. Naturally, if a child is somebody who provokes good emotions, you don't need food before you bless the person. Let me tell you a story. One day, one bishop friend of mine who had really, really been a nice child to the mother, every time the mother is showering blessing on him, telling him, you're going to be a blessing, you're going to be great, you're going to be fulfilled, your life will be a fulfilled, all kinds of great blessings. Now, the second born, on the other hand, was like Esau, rebellious, some way. And with time, the first child who was honoring the mother, their father had died. So the mother had taken on the role of a father. And this guy was always, always, always honoring the mother, cleaning the mother's shoes, making the bed, doing laundry, going to the groceries. A guy. Not even the sisters were doing that great. So the mother had great emotion. Anytime she spoke, it blessed the child. And the child became great. Much, so great. When I mention the name, you see that he's a great man. He's a great guy. He's anointing upon his life. And then the second born was not doing well. And so analyzed the whole thing and realized, no. This thing that I've been, the way I've been treating my mother, with insults, disrespect, rebellion, funny comments, brought grief like Esau. Wow. Tell somebody, you will no longer be called Esau. Brought grief. And one day he said that this blessing that my mother is always showering on this my brother is what is causing him to be like this. If only I can get my mother to speak that way over me, I will also change. So he went to the mother and knelt down and said, "Mother, bless me too." She said, "Mother, you know, I've seen that you've been saying a lot of good blessings upon my big brother, and he's changed. Look, I am almost loser. Please, I'm your child. Bless me too." The mother got up very angry, said, "Get out of my face. Get out of my face. I don't bless from my mouth. I bless from feelings." And the mother said, "I have very terrible feelings about you. If you let me open my mouth, you will be cursed. Get out. If you want to be like your brother, then treat me the way your brother treats me. And let develop, provoke a good feeling. And when I speak, it will come to pass." Clap for the Lord Jesus. Blessings do not come from just words. It comes from inside the heart. That's why God says, "We turn the heart of the fathers towards the children." So when they speak, things will happen. And the heart of the children to the father, so that they will draw. He said, get out of my face. And the mother said, "The feelings I have now, if I do what you are saying, you will have a curse, not a blessing. So get out and start working your way backward to provoke a good feeling. And then when I speak, it will come to pass." Wow. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So when your father tells you, "I need a good feeling before I speak," it means you generally have not created a good feeling. Yeah. But this also teaches us that anything we can do to create a good feeling in our fathers and mothers is worth it. It's worth it. Yeah. Now, let's carry on. So he says that so that my soul may bless you. It's interesting that he didn't say that so that I will bless you. My soul. It's from inside. My inside will bless you. Not my mouth will bless you. My soul. Your soul is your emotions, your intellect, your will. Now, your will, your emotion, your intellect, all these things, that I will do it intentionally. It will be from a decision. I decide to do it. It's all of me going. I concur with what my mouth is saying from inside. Amen. So, listen, let's go on. Now, Rebecca was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt game to bring it. So Rebecca spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, 'Bring me game and make savory food for me, that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death.' Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you." Can your mother command you? Yeah. Or you're too big to be commanded. One of some of the things we don't like is when somebody screams an instruction at us. Pride. Go now. Look at the way the mother is saying, "Go now." I'm commanding, "Go now." Instruction immediate. I expect a response. Obey. "To the flock and bring me from there 2 choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves. Then you shall take it to your father, that he may eat it and that he may bless you before his death." And Jacob said to Rebekah, his mother, "Look, Esau, my brother, is hairy, and I'm a smooth-skinned man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him, and I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing." This guy seemed to understand that if my father catches me and has a bad feeling, his words will curse me. This guy is smart. He didn't refuse. He just said, "Mommy, can we modify this trick to make it better?" Yeah, that's an obedient boy. Not only do I want to do what you're saying, I want to do it and let it succeed. Then do it right. May you be like Jacob in Jesus' name. Yeah. When they are giving instruction, no, you say, "Jump, how high?" Yeah. Your mother, your father said, "Oh, come and massage me. Which part of your body? Massage my feet, no problem. Come and see me today, no problem." Can you do that to a parent? We're getting there, coming home. Then, but his mother, verse 13, said to him, let your curse be on me. You see, when you are an obedient child, your parents want to take the bullets for you. Will do anything to make you okay. I will sell. My father sold some things to send me to school. Oh, when I think about the father, he's dead. I get sad. Because by the time I finish my residency and everything, he died. Huh? Why didn't he wait? I mean, to show great honor. So I didn't joke at all when my mother was around. I said, look, I'll convert everything times two on you. By God's grace. Yeah. You see? So they take even your curse, let it be on me. That's how, look, the things our parents go through. Some of you, at your birth, the blood pressure the mother carried could have killed her. But she still decided, I'll carry to term. Control my blood pressure. I know it can die. Doctors will say, no, let's remove it. I said, no, that baby may not do well. Let your curse be on me. And verse 14, and he went and got them in obedience and brought them to his mother. And his mother made savory food, such as his father loved. Then Rebekah took the choice clothes of her elder son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats on his hands and on the smooth parts of his neck. That means that when your father touches your neck, you see hairs, hairs, but it's goat's hair. Whatever is deficient on you that does not draw blessing, may it come and be on you in Jesus' name. Yeah. Whatever you need to derive that blessing, may the Lord give it to you today in Jesus' name. Then she gave the savory food and the bread which she had prepared into the hand of his son Jacob. So he went to his father and said, my father. And he said, here I am. Who are you, my son? See, the guy suspected, but he was blind, but the sound didn't come right. Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. My goodness. The trickster is at work. The supplanter, the liar is working. Yeah. Even, you see, this guy, liar but obedient, but honoring to parents. Listen, some of us, we have taken the big seven lies, fornication, adultery, lying, smoking, drinking, but you are disobedient to a child. It's bigger than lies. God can overlook lies if you are somebody who honors your father and your mother. Yeah. I'm not trying to tell you to be a liar. Don't preach a message I'm not preaching. Verse 19, Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Looks at this side. This guy knew how to do just as he's told. Please arise, sit and eat my game, that your soul may bless me. You see, that your soul may bless me. I'm going to provoke your fancy, tickle your fancy, provoke your heart to like me and like what I do. So your soul can bless me. Yeah. It's about feelings about you. What does your father feel about you? How does your mother feel about you? Yeah. Sometimes you disrespect parents so that a boy will feel good about you. A boy will feel good about you. You are under a curse. Romantic, going to the beach and things, carrying a curse with you. You better stop that romance and go back home and go and clean the things the parents told you to do. Mm-hmm. Even when you come and the guy has taken another girl, it's better. You will get a better person in Jesus' name because of the blessing on your life. Verse 20, but Isaac said to his son, how is it that you have found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord your God brought it to me. Hey. Isaac said to Jacob, please come near that I may feel you, my son. Feel you, whether you are really my son Esau or not. So Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and felt. So Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and he felt him and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. Yeah. He can't think far. And he did not recognize him because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. So he blessed him. Obedience will lead you to a blessing. Obedience will lead you to a blessing. When the Bible says, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. See, he obeyed his mother in the Lord. And it was to him, it was right. My mother said it, so it must be right. The obedience is right, not even what you do. But just the obedience is right. That spirit of obedience will send you far to places. Amen. Then he said, are you really my son Esau? He said, I am. Verse 25. He said, more lies. One obedience, several lies, but obedience overcame the lies. He said, bring it near to me and I will eat of my son's gain so that my soul may bless you. Again, it's been repeated, it's said three times. My soul will bless you three times so far. Feelings. How does your father feel about you? How does your mother feel about you? How do you feel about your father, feel about your mother? Change that feeling. Whether it's in you or in your parent, change it. Whatever it takes. Because it's a soul that blesses. Yeah. How do they feel about you? And you must be interested in how they feel. Then his father Isaac said, come near and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled, you know, he had worn Esau's clothes. So he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him, saying, surely, somebody say surely. When your father blesses you, you are surely blessed. When your father blesses you, you are surely blessed. Surely. The smell of my son is like the smell of a field, which the Lord has blessed. It has started. Even your smell will attract certain things. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven. That means the early blessing. Dew is the earliest blessing from heaven. Fresh. Your blessings will not be stale. Of the fatness of the earth. Not just blessing, but fatness. The best of everything. May you be blessed with the best of everything. And plenty of grain and wine. Grain is for food. Wine is for dessert. Happiness. Not only should you have what it takes to be satisfied, to be happy, but to enjoy happiness. You should be able to go on vacation. Yeah. Some things are for luxury. You don't need them. Wine you don't need, but you need grain. But I said, no, I'm not going to just give you grain. I'll give you wine. You will be blessed with grain and wine in Jesus' name. Yeah. Then he said, let people serve you. You'll be a boss. You'll not be a servant. Let people serve you. And nations bow down to you. Be master over your brethren. Yeah. There's a place where you get to where your brothers all seek counsel from you. Seek help. There's nothing wrong with everybody asking you for money. It shows that you're master over your brethren. May you have that blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Where everybody who wants to ask something says, maybe I should go and ask this guy. It shows that you are blessed. Let your brother serve you and nations bow down to you. Be master of your brethren and let your mother's sons bow down to you, including Esau. Cursed be everyone who curses you and blessed is everyone who blesses you. When your father tells you that, not only am I blessing you, but I'm giving you protection. Anybody that harms you will be harmed. Those who bless you will learn what blessing is. Then it goes on verse 30. Now it happened as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. I wonder what would have happened if they had met. The hands of the father was on, and then Esau came. Hey. Verse 31. He also made savory food and brought it to his father and said to his father, let my father arise and eat the sons, his son's game, that your soul may bless me. Four times. Four times. Soul blessing. Four times. Fourth one, note it. And his father So you see, this guy, he had theoretical knowledge, but he didn't practice it. Just like some of us, we come to church, we hear the word, but we don't do it. We know it's a soul that blesses, but we won't do what it takes to provoke the soul. Don't be an Esau. And his father Isaac said to him, "Who are you?" So he said, "I am your son, your firstborn Esau." Your firstborn, meaning that this guy seems to be coming, and his card, his winning card is, "I'm the firstborn." His trump card. Trump has become a little different this time. His trump card was that, "I am the firstborn, I qualify." You see that? I qualify. But it's not enough to be a firstborn. It's not enough to have been in the church for long. It's not enough that you are long. No. It is who has that heart of the Father coming to you favorably. Then Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, "Who? Where is the one who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I blessed him. And indeed, he shall be blessed." Because it wasn't lip blessing. It was from the heart, from the soul blessing. One soul blessing is gone, it's gone. Yeah. And I'm going to show you, soul, you can change it. You can change emotions. You can change feelings about you. Amen. When Esau heard the words of the father, he cried with an exceeding great and bitter cry and said to his father, "Bless me also, O my father." But he said, "Your brother came with deceit and has taken away your blessing." And Esau said, "Is not rightly he named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and now look, he has taken away my blessing." And he said, "Have you not reserved a blessing for me, father? Have you not?" Then Isaac answered and said, "Indeed, I have made him your master, and all his brethren I have given to him as servants. And with grain and wine I have sustained him. What shall I do now for you, my son?" There's nothing else. Listen to the words of a spiritual man, a father. He said, "I have sustained him." It's not like I have told him that he will be sustained. I have sustained him with my words. I have made you a servant. And he said, "Indeed, it will happen." There is power in the words of a father. There's power in the words of a mother. If you go to your parents now, what will they want to say out of their soul to you? Ladies and gentlemen. And Esau said to his father, "Have you not even only one blessing, my father? Bless me. Bless me also, oh my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept and wept and wept. May you not weep out of frustration in Jesus' name. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, based on this story, I have a couple more stories, but I will say them as we go along. I want us to come to how these things, a good response to fathers. Now that you know this, a good response to fathers. Why should we have a good response to fathers? Why? Reasons why we must have a good response. A good response, a good reaction, a good reception. These three things: response, reaction, reception to fathers. Respond well, receive them well, react well to them, to parents. Yeah. Number one reason: a father can turn his heart away from his son, and that leads to a curse. A father can switch off from his son, can turn his father. The Bible tells us his heart was turned away. Yeah. And this one is nothing verbal. It's not the words. It's a feeling. If you have been a parent before, you know that sometimes you see the guy and say, "Look at him. That's my frustration. He should do what he wants." Yeah. You don't like him anymore. You don't like her anymore. And sometimes you provoke a child. The father tells you, no. They won't say it, but it's a feeling, and it dampens your soul. And at that time, if you're a smart parent, you don't say anything bad. Because when you say something bad, it's going to be a problem. So it's not verbal. It's just they don't like you. They don't like you. They don't like you. No insult. You know, nothing verbal. Just a hard thing. Father has lost his interest in the son, period. It's like no insult, no rebuke, no comment, quiet. One of the signs, if you're a good father, if your parent is a good parent, when their hearts turn away from you, they stop communicating. They don't say anything good or bad because they know that what is inside is not good. What is your parent thinking that he's not saying? Yeah. Like when the prodigal took the things and went away, the father didn't say anything. It was quiet. It wasn't good for him. What is your father thinking that he's not saying? What is the explanation of your father's quietness towards you? It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. Yeah. Most parents, even though they have displeasure, they still have a certain, you know, certain protective instinct. That, okay, I don't want to do anything good, but I don't want to care. Look at what the mother said to that brother of the bishop. Said, look, if you provoke me to say something, it will be bad. So go. Just get out of here before you provoke something negative. You see my point? So it is very, very important. No comments. You know, when you get to a point where your father doesn't want to rebuke you anymore, doesn't want to insult you anymore, correct you anymore, say anything. When you see the things that they talk about are, hey, hi, bye, how was the car, good morning, good evening, say hello to them, okay? Nothing of personal significance. It's a bad sign. It's a bad sign. It's a bad sign. You yourself, you're a parent, you know what I'm doing. It's a bad sign. The heart is gone. And you can be smitten. Whether it's a spiritual parent or biological parent, a surrogate parent, whatever it is, the heart is gone. Yeah. You see? So, your father should like you. Otherwise, you are doomed. So, like, whatever it takes, do. Yeah. You see, one time, my father came to my house, and I'd been giving him money. You know the story. Every month. But he felt it was small. And at my baby's dedication, she brought all the money in an envelope, big envelope, and then by the time he left, he had left the money with my wife, with the letter, and my wife had written, he had written that he doesn't want any of my money. I should take it. He has other children. They will take care of him. That's a father's heart turned away from me. Now, that brings us to the second one, you see. The second one is the son, you must the reason, the first one is that the father's heart can be turned. The second one is that the son's heart can be turned away from the father. Either way, there's a curse. Yeah. Now, when my wife gave me that envelope and I saw the letter and the insults in the letter from my father, I told myself, this one, I have been giving you the money. Do you know how hard it was to get the money? I told myself, I'm not going to care. If he doesn't want the money, I have good use for it. Give me the money, I have better use. He doesn't want it. He has other children. Let them take care of him. Which is the usual reaction of many of us when we grow. When we have everything. I don't need him. You don't need him. You need his words. You will carry on. You need even the example because you may be a pussycat yourself one day. You may be a mother cat yourself one day. I tell you, don't do that to the poor mother, father. No, 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 no. No. Clap for my good singing. I'm telling you. And I got angry. My father's heart had been turned away from me. I did not know that I was nigh into a curse. And confidently and proudly, I also took myself and said, yes, I have need of this money. This money, as I was giving, it was even difficult. He doesn't know what I mean. Look. Let's buy something. Let's go to a restaurant. My wife said, no, I'm not going to go to a restaurant. It's a cursed thing you're doing. And my wife told me, no. To go and spend that money with you, I'm not going to go with you. May you get a good wife that will advise you. Yeah, because most spouses, they don't like the in-laws anyway. But this wife said, no, I don't even have to like them. I don't know them that well. But I know what their value is. If I'm going to live with you, I'm not going to encourage you to bring in a curse. Then I sleep with a curse. No. Go to your restaurant. I won't go with you. Not with this money. And then she told me, go back. Send the money back with something nice. And go and beg him. For whatever you did, even if you are right, you need him. You need to provoke some good feelings in him. We won't keep this money in this house. It took me 3 days. Pride. Like a hippo. Yeah, not a happy hippo. A grumbling hippo. And then I took the... After 3 days, the Lord rebuked me at heart. And I learned from Bishop's message, my father, that it's in my interest to generate a good feeling. So I rushed off to a city far, about 3 hours drive. And I went. Early, I slept overnight early in the morning. I went on my knees and I begged him. I said, my father, I'm sorry if you felt this was not enough. But I was doing my best. He was angry. I said, get off my face. I didn't relent. I kept on my knees. I said, whatever it takes to provoke a good feeling before I leave, because I don't know when he will die. He can't go to the grave with this feeling. I will be doomed. As I begged, my mother came to beg for me. I actually asked my mother, please talk to her. And I brought my pay stub. For the first time, he saw my pay stub. He said, Daddy, I give you 25% of my pay every month. His eye opened. He said, for real? Let me see. Saw the pay stub. 25%? You mean you give him? Give him God takes 10%. I've treated you more than God. Then I was on my knees. He said, Prince, go. He carried me like this. Come on, my son. Come on. 25%. Come on. Sit down. He sat me in his chair like that. I'm telling you, honestly. He sat me down. He got up. He sat me down. I saw tears rolling down his eyes. Said, I am wrong and you are right. You are giving me 25% of your pay every day. And this is how I treat you. My son, give me the envelope. Give me the envelope. Give me. I receive it. May the Lord bless you. Amen. May the Lord honor you. Amen. Everything you touch, do, may it do well. Amen. From today, may people serve you. Amen. From today, may your job go well. Amen. Everything I couldn't do, may you be able to do. Amen. In Jesus' name, he blessed me and blessed me. My father is not one to speak. I provoked something. He started from a curse. It changed to a blessing. The words he spoke to me, he spoke to none of his children. And then I said, get up. You don't have to be late for work. He took me with a singlet. I haven't seen my father limps. He went with me like that to the bus station. He organized. He was very popular in that city. Take my son. Oh, the bus is full. No, he needs to go to Kolebu to go and see patients. Put him anywhere. They put me in the bus. He waved at me. My, bye, bye. Two hands. I still can picture that in his white singlet. Bye, my son. God will bless you. Chasing the bus. God will bless you. God will bless you. God will bless you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. God will bless you. In Jesus' name. The difference from pride to humility. Yeah. Some of you are so proud. And pride leads to a fall. The way I was proud. If somebody, my wife, I had not received humbly, I'll be cursed. Everything you see, whether you see me as a blessing, my children as a blessing, my marriage as a blessing, it was because of that provocation, changing the heart of the Father towards me and turning my heart towards the Father. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I changed my heart. Now, you will see. You know, so make it an aim for your Father to like you, whatever it takes. And even spiritually, all of us ought to be children. All of us are supposed to be children. But sometimes some of us are too big. You can't even be told what to do. We can't tell you what to do. We can't tell you you're going wrong. And if you don't have anybody telling you what you're going wrong, you don't have a... Your parents biologically are dead. Somebody has spiritually been brought to you. You can't even receive. How can you be blessed? How can you be blessed? You know, some of us make ourselves so big that we cannot be fathered. Yeah, you don't get the blessings of a child. You draw just on neutral feelings, which have been neutralized only by the father's safety guard. I don't want to curse him, so let me be neutral. Oh, it's not good for you. The feeling is still the same. Without words, it's still the same. Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. So you might not know that a father has been, what a father has been through. You know, when you hear a father asking you, do you hear me? Do you understand what I'm saying? Are you getting me? Will you do what I'm saying? The father is telling you that I know that you switched off. You switched off. Yeah. Those words, that's what it means. Do you hear me? Are you listening to me? Is it me you are treating this way? It's a sign. It's a sign. Don't let those words, you know, to be said to you. Sometimes when you hear, oh, you are a bother. Oh, he's calling again. Why? It's a sign. Your heart is turned away from your father. And that prodigal son, you could see that whatever it is, the father's heart was turned back to him. Because when the prodigal son came back, the father was waiting. So obviously his heart had become softer. But even if your father's heart is towards you and your heart is against your father, it don't work. So when he went out there, his heart was against him. I don't want to do anything with my father. Like some of you who, when you finish school, all you want is to leave. Because you don't want your father again. Listen, me, I have prayed foolishly. I have stood on my bed with my pillow. Inside, you be the pillow. Okay. Pillow. I remember very well, I was in the pillow. And my prayer, Father, change my parents. Oh God, change my parents. I don't like them. They punish too much. Every little thing, they want you to do chores. Why? When I go to the other people's house, they are playing table tennis and swimming. These children, you have to make your bed every day. You have to sleep every day. Oh, Father, change them. Oh, evil parents. Evil parents, change them. They are terrible. Change them, okay? God, change them. Okay, tomorrow I'll check whether they are gone, okay? And then tomorrow I come and they are there. Foolish prayers. Foolish prayers. Change my parents. I remember. Change my parents. God didn't change. Thank God he didn't change them. Thank God he didn't change them. He changed my heart. May your heart be changed. He won't change your parents. He needs to change your heart. And turn your heart towards the parents and the parents towards you. Change my parents. You will have those same parents. Change your heart. Amen. Number three. A father can bless you by just the words he speaks about you. Speaks about you. Yeah. Genesis chapter 9, verse 18. Noah and his children. Now the sons of Noah who went out of the ark were Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And Ham was the father of Canaan. These three were sons of Noah, and from these the whole earth was populated. And Noah began to be a farmer, and he planted a vineyard. Then he drank of the wine and was drunk. And he became uncovered, he got naked in his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, Canaan means black continent. You will understand why certain things are the way they are. Saw the nakedness of his father and told his two brothers outside. But Shem and Japheth took a garment. Say, no, we won't listen to your nonsense. We should go and see. You are telling us, look, your daddy is drunk. He's lying naked in the tent. His molombolo is ringing like a bell. Come and see. Ha! Your father's molombolo is big, oh. Ha! I swear the right one. Hey, come and see. And Shem and Japheth said, no, you've gone to see my father's molomolo. Somebody say molomolo. It's Aramaic for boss. Anyway, and you are... Okay. Come back to church. Now, but Shem and Japheth took a cloth, a garment, laid it on both their shoulders, and went backwards. We won't see the big right one you are saying. Laid it, went from their back and covered the father and covered the nakedness of their father. Your father's nakedness is where he's exposed. the not so nice parts of him. He's too harsh, yes. That's his nakedness. It's not for you to discuss with your brothers. It's a curse. Mother is too overbearing. It's the overbearingness that has kept you inside. You would have been a prostitute. Yeah. She said, you have no business discussing with your brothers. No business discussing with other church members. And this pastor, this person, shut up! What's your business before you bring a curse on you? Stop it. Tell somebody, stop it. It's not your place. Yeah, I'll show you something. And they went backward and covered their father's nakedness. Their faces were also turned away, and they did not see their father's nakedness. They wouldn't see. They wouldn't agree. It's not your business. So Noah awoke from his wine and knew what his younger son had done to him. And I'm sure the brothers told him. How else would they have known? They told him. Yeah. You hear some nasty things being said about by your brother. Go and tell your mother. Go and tell your father. And then let your brother and your mother rather rebuke them. It will save them from a curse. Then he said, cursed be Canaan for what he did. Exposing and discussing my nakedness. A servant of servants he shall be to his brethren. And he said, blessed be the Lord of the God of Shem. Now he's blessing the Shem and Japheth who covered his nakedness. It's time to defend our parents. It's time to become defenders of our parents, defenders of our pastors, defenders of our bosses, defenders of spiritual authority. Rather than you become part of the union against management. That's why you don't have a job. Never join subordinates when there's a fight against management. Never. They never win. And when they win, they are marked. You carry on. Never join children who speak terribly about their parents. Never. They're not blessed. They are cursed. And when you join them, you join a curse. Like my wife nearly joined me to the restaurant, cursed money into a restaurant. Yeah. He said, blessed be the Lord of the God of Shem, and may Canaan be his servant. Look, some people say because of that curse, Canaan is the people from Ethiopia, from all those in the black continent. Some people say because of this curse, that's why blacks don't seem to do as well as whites. Yeah. But when God puts his hand on you as a black, you do well in Jesus' name. Yeah. But they're saying that's why every place you go, they seem to mistreat us. We seem to be servants. And they, why? But you can become better. I don't know. But that's what some people say. May God enlarge Japheth, and may he dwell in the tents of Shem. Yeah, from alliance. And may Canaan also be his servant. Hey, again. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, the words changed everything. Yeah. At a certain time, all the power that fathers have is their words. You know, when you grow up, you have more money than your parents. You have more strength. You have more beauty. You have more life. All they have is their words. Take advantage of their words. Let their words work for you. Let them speak good about you. Massage them. See, myself, I realized that I have become a defender. I became a defender of my parents. One time I went to Accra, where my parents are, and we send money together, my siblings and I, to give to my parents when they were alive. And anytime I go there, they bring a lot of receipts of what my parents used. I didn't understand. So one day I went to Ghana, and my father came and told me that, you know what, all these receipts that we're collecting and things, now because if I don't bring receipts, your sisters and brothers don't want to give me the stipend. And sometimes I lose them. And so I brought a meeting. And you know what my sisters and brothers told me? They said, no, he doesn't lose them. He spends it on things and he lies about it. He tells a lie. So we said, this, I won't tolerate your lies anymore. If you don't bring receipts, we won't give you any money. Wow. My father was literally begging that, please tell your brothers not to do that to me. So I said, did I hear right? You are telling my father that he's a liar because he didn't bring all the receipts. And I told them, do you remember when our father gave us money to go to school? We wanted extra. So we came and lied that we will use the money to buy books. And we used it to buy ice creams. Do you remember he never asked us for receipts? It's his time. There's no need to ask for any receipts. And I said, stop it right there. From today, daddy, we will pay all your bills. Anything you need to buy, we will buy it. They will go and buy it. You don't need to go and buy it. Every money we give you is just money you can spend on your own. Just blow it anytime you want. And when it gets finished, ask. The fact that your parents are asking that is not enough. It just shows that perhaps you're not giving enough. When you are hungry, your parents don't tell, why are you hungry so quickly? Yeah. And I said, from today, we will stock with rice, stock with oil, stock with all the groceries and the bills, the light and things of your house. You don't have to take the money. We will pay for it. We don't need any receipts. Any money we give you is not for bills. It's not for groceries. It's just for anything you want. Like you want to give to just ice cream. Be happy. The man was almost in tears. And everybody was quiet. They took the advice. They did that thing for 1 year. The following year when I came back, it was to a funeral. My father died 1 year after. Every one of the children said, thank you for that rebuke. Thank you for that advice. Thank you for turning our hearts back to our father before he died. That man died happy. That man died blessing us, speaking blessings upon our lives. Look, ladies and gentlemen, I say to the glory of God, none of my family had been to university, but every one of those people have gone to university, have become great. It's because their hearts were turned to their father towards him. What is your destination? Defend fathers. Amen. There should be nobody in this church who comes and tells you, oh, that's Pastor Lindsay, especially Pastor Lindsay's wife. Nonsense. No, I'm serious. Churches go into disarray and people cannot receive from their pastor that they've considered father. Sometimes because of your big mouth. Your big mouth. Something to say about everything that the pastor says. It's none of your business. If you are good, come and become the pastor. Yeah. Tell somebody it's none of your business. If you don't like him, he's my father. Yeah. No, I'm serious. I am preventing you from a curse. Me, I have decided that whatever is God who judges, God will judge them if they are misbehaving. But me, my role is to defend them. Yeah. And I'll defend them. I'll defend fathers and mothers. My mother, I defended her. One time at an airport, my sister said, let her sleep on this place. After all, our flight is at 5 a.m. I said, my mother will not sleep on this. We'll take her to a hotel. Let her, even if it's for 5 hours, let her be comfortable. How many years does she have to live? Yeah. I didn't know what I was saying. Again, 1 year after that, she died. Yeah. Our pastor wants a parking. Let us give to him. What is a parking? Let's give to him. Or bishop is celebrating his birthday. Everybody needs to bring some money to show honor. Let's do it. He's the father of the church. What's your business telling us we worship this man too much? Really? If you don't learn to celebrate fathers, you will never be celebrated. If you don't have a reference point, you will never be a reference point. I'm telling you. Remember, you will also have children. Yeah. You'll be a pussycat yourself one day. That's why I honor and defend fathers. Oh, yeah, I can tell you and preach about my Bishop Joel, my Bishop Dag, as my fathers, and why you must take them as your fathers. Listen to their words on the podcast confidently. I don't care what you think. And that's why I'll be blessed. Oh, yeah. Tell somebody, keep preaching. Tell somebody, if you don't like this preaching, it means your heart is wrong. Oh, no, I'm serious. If you really have a problem with this preaching, the problem is not the preaching, it's your heart. Yeah. Anybody that has a bad thing when your parents are being promoted, this is a promotion of parents, and you have a problem with it, your heart is bad, and you will actually get a reward. But this idea is not to bring you a curse, it's to take you away from a curse. Remember, when my wife rebuked me for once feeling bad about what my parents recorded, She was actually delivering me. Today you are being delivered. May your response be good. May your reception be good. May your reaction to parents be good. Whether it's spiritual parents, it's biological parents, or any type of parents, and you shall surely be blessed. Put your hands together, rise to your feet. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Have you enjoyed the message? Yeah. If you don't enjoy the message, you better not enjoy your heart. I'm serious. This is a deliverance. This will catapult you forward. This will send you forward. This will even explain some of us to us. Yeah. And the good thing about the word of God is that it's not to condemn. Jesus came not to condemn us, but that rather through him was we might be saved. Amen. So this is to save. This is just to change your attitude. Your father will like you. Your mother will like you. Begin to like your father. Begin to like your mother. Like everything about them. God gave you for a purpose to upgrade you, not to bring you down. Put your hand on your heart and say, Lord, change my heart. Change my heart. Change my heart. Give me the right heart. Tell the Lord, give me the heart of a son, the heart of a daughter, a real daughter, a real son. Turn my heart towards parents. Turn parents' hearts towards me, towards my heart. Lord, take away every curse. No, say, Lord, take away every curse. Take away every curse. Replace with a blessing. Based on my heart change. My heart is changed. Say, Lord, I repent of all the attacks on parents. For not defending parents. I was ignorant. I did it out of ignorance. It was not intentional. Have mercy. Wash me by the blood of Jesus. I take a new turn. I'm going to do right to parents for what they have been through for me. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive, Bartlett, Tennessee, this and every Sunday at 9 a.m. and again at 10:45 a.m. and 7 p.m. on Wednesdays. Be blessed. Singing praises, I love you, love you.